Good morning, my friends, my brothers, my sisters in Christ. Glad you're with me. Glad you're here, ready to set your mind on the truth, that you can live according to the truth today. That's what matters. Today is the day you have. It's the day the Lord has given you. It's your opportunity to live out what He has made true of you through Jesus Christ. And this morning Mindset Edition is my attempt to help you do that every day of the week, 7 days a week, 24/7, 365 days of the year. I don't know where the 24/7 came from. That's not really my point. But I am here to help you. That's my point. And these morning mindset editions are how I want to do that. Now, we're looking at the book of James. Just the first chapter is what I've been looking at here in the last few days. And we're in James chapter 1, verse 19. And James has some incredible counsel for us today. Very practical. He says, "Know this, my beloved brothers." Now, think about that for a minute. James is wanting to tell us something important. He's saying, "Know this, my beloved brothers." He's saying, "Because I love you, I want you to get this." And that's how I feel about these morning mindsets. These things that I share with you from the scripture, I want you to get it. I want you to see it because I want to see your life benefited from it. Now, what is it James is telling us? He says, "Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Boy, that's a mouthful and plenty for us to chew on today. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to be angry. It reminds me of a saying I heard someone say at one point. It could have been a grandmother or a woman at our church growing up. I don't know. But someone said, "You need to shut your mouth and learn how to listen. That's why God gave you two ears and one mouth, because you need to listen twice as much as you speak." I think that's good counsel, don't you? I heard someone just recently say we need to increase our question to statement ratio, meaning ask a lot more questions than statements that you make. That's part of what James is saying here. He's saying being quick to hear, slow to speak. So listen. Try to understand before seeking to be understood. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. And then he puts on that third one, slow to anger. You see, I think a lot of times we get angry because we're not really hearing. We're not really understanding. We're not even trying to understand sometimes. We make snap judgments of what people say when they're not finished speaking, or maybe they just haven't articulated it as clearly as it needs to be articulated, and we're not taking the time and having the patience to really listen, to ask questions so that we can truly understand. And that's sometimes why we get angry. And he says, we need to be slow to anger, and that's a command. That's a thing that we can do. It's a choice we can make to be slow to anger, even with people who are a problem in your life. You know, people who are irritating, people who are problematic, we can choose to be slow to angry with those people. And the reason he gives is because the anger of man, which is typically what we're angry with, is our own anger. It's not a righteous anger most of the time. It says the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So us getting all hot and bothered about something is not going to make the situation better. We need to be slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to anger. And that contributes to a healthy conversation. It contributes to stronger, healthier relationships. So think about the relationships in your life. Maybe you're headed to work right now, driving in the car. Maybe you're on the treadmill and you're thinking about the day ahead. Those relationships in your life, are they healthy overall? Or do you have some places where you're too quick to speak and you get angry? Maybe it's a dad toward his son, or a mom toward her daughter, or a dad toward a daughter, or a mom toward her son. Maybe it's toward your spouse. Maybe it's a person at work. Are you guilty of this? Are you a person who is slow to hear and quick to speak and quick toward anger? You can ask God right now to change that in you, and He will. I'm going to pray that He will today. This is Kerry Green with LiveBuildChange.com.